But it's not too big for God.
Amen.
No, it's not.
My wife had cancer 30 years ago, and it was very bad, but God took care of the details, and she's still here. I want you to bow your heads. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I need ears.
I need ears.
I need eyes.
I need eyes.
And I have them.
And they work.
Because I hear.
And I see.
And I perceive in my heart
what your Spirit is saying to me.
Psalms 122. Psalms 122. It's kind of an odd song because at the heading of the NIV, it says a song of ascent, A-S-C-E-N-T-S, of David. And he says, starting with verse 1, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statutes given to Israel. There is a throne for judgments. Stand the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. You say, well, what does that have to do with us? Because there are times that we don't think of praising him. There are times that our emotions get the best of us. There are times when the challenges of everyday life push us down. And we have a tendency, when we're down, to drag others with you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right. But you see, this psalm was pressed into my heart earlier today because of what God had done. And I can remember the joy of the Lord in my heart going to church. When I would come to the church, I knew that it was God's plan. I knew that He had opened that door. He had prepared me. He, and only he, could get the glory, because man had been against me every step of the way. You say, why are you saying this? Well, it's because sometimes we go with the emotions, because we're so accustomed to flowing with the emotions. Yet the Holy Spirit would bring this bubbling joy inside of me, knowing that I would now be useful to help those that were more broken than me. And the word that came over Mary today, as she gave out, this would return to her, pressed down, shaken together, and running
over.
Yeah, running over. The joy of the Lord that's in the saints is something that the world does not understand.
Amen.
They cannot figure you out. You become their irritation because of the light that's in you.
Amen.
And they will let you know that you are a problem.
Right.
Some will confront you. Why have you got that smile on your smirky face? If you were down and out and bawling with me, boy, we'd have a party and we could get high and get ready. Well, whatever medical you want to use, or medicine, or challenge of whatever use. Because the world wants you to be like them.
Amen.
And it is a challenge. I'm not trying to tell you it's not. It is a challenge. But again,
Notice the prayer that King David brought forth. He doesn't say, I'm going to the house of the Lord. He lets us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet, multiple, are standing in your gates. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together, and that is where the tribes go. They go up to the tribes of the Lord to praise the name of the Lord according to the statutes given to Israel. There the throne for judgment stands, meaning don't judge on your own. It's in the house of the Lord that judgment should be brought forth.
We've got definitely a lot of people out there thinking that our country was going to take a nosedive after the four blood moons. If you look around, you're still here. He didn't rapture you away. Why? Because he's looking for fruit. He's not looking for people to escape.
And when this escape mentality is brought into the church, what kind of authority, what kind of throne is it going to be? It should be a throne of mercy, a throne of grace. And people pray, oh, take me away. You tell me where Jesus prayed that kind of prayer. And he is the spirit of prophecy. Oh, he prayed another prayer, didn't he? Let it be done according to your... And what was he facing but crucifixion? Theology is all over the place in the church, and there's no stable ground. And you listen to one and he's right, and you listen to the other one and he's right. How can they both be right? It's not of the Lord. My prayer came a few months back. Lord, show me something that will confirm what we are doing down in this little cave. And it came in the form of a vision, where two angels came and picked the fruit. It does say in the Word of God that our Heavenly Father is looking for fruit from his vineyard. Yes?
Yes.
Now, if he's looking for fruit and he's ready to pick them, it's because they have what? Matured. They've ripened. Do you ever eat green apples that are not ripe? They cause what? No kidding. Do you think our Heavenly Father's ready to pick from this house? Yes, he is, because he did. He picked a couple of grapes. He sent his angels to give us a signal. You're getting ripe. You're ready to be consumed. Consumption by God means what? Acceptance. Elijah's on the mountain. He kills some bull. Slices them up. Covers them with water. If he's got some bull in you and me, it's time that the Spirit of God comes and kind of what? Cuts it open. After it's cut open, he can what? Send his fire to? Burn it up. Amen? So if you've got any bull in you and me, he's got the fire to what?
Burn it up.
To consume it. Now here's the trick. Look at that psalm again. It's a throne. Verse 5. The throne for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of the Lord. Multiples. Does it say thrones in your Amplified? Why? We have churches all over this land. And they're all over the place.
They criticize each other. They can't stand each other. You tell me how there's going to be any real consumption of bull with that kind of attitude. Everyone is right. How can it be? If everyone is right, they've all got different opinions, different theology. Where's the truth? The truth is in the Father, and when he sends his fire will acknowledge what belongs to him. Amen. The spirit of Elijah was released back in the 1950s. Miracles happened in multiples of places. And I cried out to the Lord and I said, God, you know, I was alive in the 1950s. I would have liked to know about those miracles. Not one word of the truth of the God of the universe ever got to me about those miracles. I remember when the Holy Ghost got a hold of me in 1967. Oral Roberts was on television. And I bowed my knee and accepted. And the Holy Spirit told me I had accepted when I was 7. I bowed my knee then. I received Holy Communion in a religious community called Roman Catholicism. Don't pick. And don't nitpick. God will use the ways of His Spirit by the ways that He chooses. And he'll choose those vessels that he's prepared. Amen? Amen? Jeremiah chapter 1 says, I chose you before you were born. Amen. And he puts me where I needed to be. Multiples of places for different reasons. Persecution came along the way. And then, of course, years later, Holy Ghost came in. Another choice. A beautiful priest called Father Paul anointed me with oil and the Holy Ghost invaded me. But I had a desire for it. Yeah. My wife, however, got baptized in the Holy Ghost at PTL down in South Carolina 5 years later. Now, why did God choose to put me in the Roman church, get blessed in the Roman church, and then take me out? That's the, what is it, $64,000 question? I know that's an old program, but I don't have answers for that. What I do have answers is for is he will do as he pleases with all of those that you pray for.
Amen.
And so don't try to limit him as to what and how he's going to do it. Because that would mean that you would be the Lord and the throne of your heart would not submit to the throne that is in the house of the Lord. It's a throne for judgment. Stand the throne of the house of David. The house of David was a kingly house, wasn't it? Did he not call Jesus the son of David? Yeah. What am I getting at? I'm getting at God's coordinates to put things together that he wants in a certain way. And when people dictate, they make a mistake. We're not supposed to dictate where this or that one should or should not be. We should trust that the house of the Lord should have those thrones for judgment. The thrones are the thrones of the house of David. There was a throne that was shown to you this morning, young lady. That chair. Royal throne. That, to me, what it spells is some of the things that are needed are going to come. But they're going to be established by the Holy Spirit, who is the author of those visions. There have been multiples of them over the past few months. And there's been other definitely great visions that were given. And I'm grateful for every single one of them. Do I always understand them? No. But they are building into what he wants for this house. And he will have his way in spite of anybody who's got their plan. I think your other vision about the one who wants to explode the door with his shotgun, right? Doesn't work. Why? Who's on our side?
God.
Yeah, the Lord is, you know, so it doesn't matter how many times they try, they can't succeed. Why? Did they try against Jesus? Did they succeed?
No.
Not until it was his time to be given up. Okay? When his time came to be given up for our sake, then the Lord allowed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at your neighbor. Say, no weapon,
no weapon
formed against you,
formed against you
can prosper.
Because
Papa's on the job.
Amen?
Amen? See, the coordinates that God has in place are to build an awesome temple of his choosing. Not to let the world judge and condemn you. The house of the Lord is designed to become the place where the laws of the land will be directed from. Anybody see the news this morning? I listened to the news while I was having my breakfast, and Donald Trump is now in second place.
Good Lord.
And the doctor, who's a mediocre doctor, supposedly, low energy doctor, is now in first place.
Only in one, in Illinois.
It's okay.
Iowa.
Iowa or Illinois? It's not important. What is important is this. When God lifts up, no man will succeed.
And the thing of it is with Donald Trump, see, anyways, just because outwardly he looks gruff, he says stupid things and whatever, you better pray for discernment, because there's more to the story.
Yes.
That, you know, so if you just go with the natural, good luck.
We discussed some of that last week.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I should show up more often.
I think what needs to be understood is that God is in control.
Right.
And it's going to be his plan that's going to unfold. No man's going to occupy that White House unless God says now.
If you saw the news this morning, did you hear Donald? Talked about Hillary, he goes, oh my God, he had his head down, holding his head. He said, whatever, if you ever vote that woman in, how bad she is. I mean, it was really terrible.
I did not see that part, but I want to come back because I want you to say, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
May those who love you be secure. Mm-hmm. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel. Jerusalem has been under attack. The pressures are very real. I believe the Lord's going to allow things to happen in the next months. We need to stay obedient to him. Do not fold under just because you see pressure. Because the one who's in charge of all of us, he's on his throne. His name is Jesus. And we are with him. From that perspective, everything on earth is simple. From down here, everything looks complicated and dismal. So get a vision from the Lord.
Absolutely.
Take a good look at this psalm and see who's in charge so that you don't panic. And I'm going to skip over to 126. Psalm 126. This is your future. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. That's for you, Didi. That's for you. And it's for many others. That God is on his throne. He knows what he's doing. He knows where and how to bring his plan into reality. And I want you all to be aware. Do not look at the circumstances, but look to the one who can handle it all. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Say, we will celebrate.
We will celebrate. We will give thanks.
Our mouths will be filled with laughter. Our hearts will be full of songs of joy. Because we'll sing. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Share some hugs with each other.